kinfolks. All my relatives.
All right. If you're thinking of your immediate family, would you use a different word than if you're thinking of your whole extended family?
I don't know just exactly what to think about that. If we're speaking of the whole thing, you talk about family connection. Mm-hmm. Not much close kin, but family connection. And then we'd say close kin if we met people just real close to us.
You would. Mm-hmm. But would you use relatives to encompass everyone?
Yes, if she's a relative of mine, it may be a first cousin and it might be a distant cousin.
Mm-hmm. And what about kinfolk?
Kinfolk is, of course, a term used in the South, not used up north. And kinfolk means anybody that's kin to you.
Anyone as well. Mm-hmm. All right. Someone who is not a member of your family, you wanted to convey this, you might say, she is...
No kin.
Mm-hmm. All right. Someone,
no relation. Now, up north, it's a relation.
Mm-hmm. Someone who is not born in the United States would be a...
An alien. Mm-hmm. A foreigner.
All right. Now, would you distinguish foreigner and stranger? In your vocabulary?
Yes. Anybody that I've not met before is a stranger.
Whether he's American
or otherwise.
The two sisters of Lazarus in the Bible, mm-hmm, were who?
Mary and Martha.
I thought since you poured the Bible to me, I thought I'd get that at you.
I give you some harder ones than that.
There is, I'm also looking now for a girl's name. And the way I'm going to go about it is by referring to a town in Georgia that I think has a delightful name. It's two words. The first word is Plum.
Plum Nelly?
That's what I'm thinking of. I don't know any other
Plum out of Georgia, Nelly out of Tennessee.
What is Nelly an abbreviation for?
In that?
No.
Ordinary
lady's name.
Eleanor is the only name I think I've right off. Nell is a, you may not know that Nell is a nickname for Eleanor, but it is. I don't think anything else.
I don't either. Uh-huh. I was wondering.
Oh, Eleanor would be the one, I guess. I don't know very many people that call Nell whose name is Eleanor, but it is a nickname for it.
Mm-hmm. The first book of the New Testament is?
Matthew.
I'm going to use all the Bible things I can get to you. If you were referring to a man whose last name was Cooper, and you wanted to refer to his wife, you might say, oh, that's
Mrs. Cooper.
Now, if you want to... If you were using the word that is opposite of Mr. to refer to a lady, would there be a way that you would say it quickly?
Sometimes we say Ms. instead of Mrs. Mm-hmm.
Which would you think you use most in your speech?
I believe now I say Ms. more than... We were taught to say Mrs. Mrs. Were Thompson, you? Mrs. Smith. But I didn't like to shorten it that way. Mm-hmm. But I believe today I do. I believe we nearly all do. We say that's Ms. Jones.
Mm-hmm. they don't seem to make that distinction.
Mm-hmm. Now, darling, I could run down to White's and get that and come back and do more if you want to.
All right. I wanted to ask you something that I didn't ask you when we were back talking about hogs. And I asked you, had you ever heard of the term for a castrated male hog? Have you ever heard the word barrel?
Now, I've heard that word, but I couldn't have told you what it was. I couldn't have defined it.
You just knew it to hear it before.
I know it. When you ask me, I know that it does have to do with that, but I wouldn't have known.
Huh. Okay. Can you give me a term for a preacher who works part-time or is unqualified? Some kind of preacher?
Sometimes we speak of not a lay preacher. Would you think of a lay preacher? That'd be somebody who really wasn't ordained but preached. Or an itinerant preacher who went around here and yonder preaching.
This has more of the sense of a preacher being unqualified, mm-hmm, really not able to do his job well.
I don't know exactly what you
heard of. Jackleg preacher?
Yeah, but more in terms with connection with a lawyer, a jackleg lawyer.